You know, I told you you were taking damage, Kane, but it didn't exactly describe the damage.
I was bleeding, sucking the blood out of me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did. I did kind of do that. Hi. Hi, everybody. Tom's pointing at me, and I'm not even looking at the screen. I'm looking at a completely different screen. Welcome back to Two Nerds, One Quest. I'm your host and DM on the surprise delay. Norm's shaking his head, although he always tries to do this on purpose, and he actually full-on caught me today. So at least I wasn't talking about I don't know, what is it that what's his face talks about hermaphrodite porn and clerks. Anyways. Yeah, that looking very sad. The one that caught me shrugging his shoulders is one time. I'm Norman. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I literally just asked you, are we ready? And you said yes.
Did you play all the music? Like, that was seems like a quick 2 minutes.
No, why would I play 2 minutes of intro music? That's.
I do recall him saying, when he first used the intro music, that he cut it right to the action of the music. So, it's been
Fair.
stated.
I played it for like 20 seconds and then cut it to you and then literally pointed at you probably for the 2 minutes you were expecting.
That's probably right. Yeah. All right, cool. That man in the Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine shirt is one Ryan Crix is cooked. I'm all out of whack this morning. How you doing, buddy?
Sound great. On location from beautiful Sumner, Iowa today. So
Iowa.
if you see corn in the background, that makes sense.
Yes, it does. That it would. That man leaning in, getting real close to his camera is one Rick Kane LeFave. I want to say Rick Chuck. It's
Good
just so
morning.
much fun to say. And of course, last but not least, the legend, the lore master, the lovable Lug, Jeff Williams.
Good morning,
Jeff.
Doc, crew, Jacob. You know,
crew.
it's been
Jim Gleimer Schmidt.
J. Crew Williams. G. Crew. G. Crew Williams. I think I've been over that several times. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Good, good. Surprisingly, I got here before everybody else this morning. So it must be opposite day.
Yeah, something like that. I is sorry, people, for last week. Life gets in the way sometimes. So just wanted to say that. Jeff, do you got a recap for us, seeing as how it's been 2 weeks?
Yeah. I had
to. I need the
I had to
recap.
watch, I had to watch part of it again last night to remind myself. So the party decided to go back to the Gauntlet at night, and continuing their story, we started out in a workshop that was in shambles. Crew checked out a spyglass that the team confirmed that it was valuable but not magic. And Lady Syl, using it, one of her new abilities, was able to find a bunch of information about its previous owner. The soul gem from the bird doll was magic, but it was fading. Then we took a double door to a hallway with paintings, like four paintings, and then a set of doors to an office and hallway. And as we walked in, there was a glowing light that called itself Spooky Wisp, which turned out to be a brownie who just likes shiny things. So we, instead of giving him the shiny thing he wanted, we paid him some silver for information and left him to his whatever. And we headed back to check out the main tower of the building and found that there was a bloody pool that became a statue that we think was Bellacora or a shadow of Bellacora or something. So Kane decided to go in and try to attack it, but ended up getting attacked, and whatever it was like, I don't know, sucking blood from his body or something. But he didn't seem to hurt the statue very much. So he retreated, and a couple other things. Abed tried freezing the head of it, about the time we ended the show. So, last week's limerick, while exploring the gauntlet at night, found a brownie with his dancing light. But then back in the tower, a bloody statue with power that pulls blood from Kane's skin. That's not right.
All right.
No, it is not.
So,
you stand outside the tower, the form of blood hovering inside. I bet you can see it. Same, actually, anyone that peeks around and looks through that window can see it hovering there. Light pouring out of its eyes and mouth. What would you like to do?
Not go in there.
This is like the Ghostbuster scene. Get her, Ray. I went in. She spooked me. I ran back up.
Oh, someone let the dogs out.
Send the dogs. Send in the dogs.
I think we jokingly said we should send in the brownie with a sponge. I think that ended up the show title last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to use that, but you know, there's not many words that rhyme with sponge that would have made sense in the story, but
plunge, expunge, grunge, fungible assets.
I'm gonna look to arrest you. Kane's not going back in there with that thing still alive, so unless anybody's got a better idea.
I don't remember. Was it an actual statue, or was it a ethereal thing, right? Well,
you don't know. It looks like blood.
No,
I mean, the surface of it like ripples with liquid. You don't know.
No, I mean, wasn't there
liquid being animated? It's like an animated liquid.
I'm talking about the actual statue thing in there.
It's an animated liquid.
Yeah,
there's no actual statue that you're aware of.
It looks like a statue.
I got you. Okay.
Have you seen The Abyss? Like that, but red.
Okay. I think that's where my...
Kind of rising up out of the puddle.
The slip, but red.
Yep. Yeah.
I think we need to bypass this room and check out the rest of the building. And I guess if we have to come back, we can. This does not seem like something we should be tackling right now.
Yeah. It was one more room we didn't explore. Maybe we check that one out and go get our long rest.
As you are about to step out from where you are, I need you all to make a reflex saving throw as the entirety of the gauntlet shudders and quakes, and the pulsing light from the tower above focuses, and a beam shoots out. And as you look back, because this is on a rise, as you look back to Otari, you see it hit the graveyard in Otari.
Which saving throw was that?
Reflex.
I got a 9.
You're good.
Natural 20 for 30.
You do a backflip and land on your feet. I don't know. Yeah, Abed just loses his footing there and like falls on his ass.
Right back. I gotta help somebody lift something real quick.
Okay.
Pick it up.
I pick things up and put things down. Wow.
I literally was just about to say that, and yeah.
We share a brain.
That's scary. As a friend to both of you.
All right, so let's go back to that hole in the wall.
Ooh, I grew.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
So, I am prone.
Yeah, are you going to stand up?
Yeah, I am going to quickly stand up. And would I have, since I fell, would I have noticed the light going to the graveyard?
Oh yeah. Okay. All of you would have been. It was hard to miss. Like the sky above you lit up like almost like daylight for a split second.
Now we're kind of behind the castle. Is Otari towards the south? Like would we have not seen?
Otari's to the southwest.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna follow everybody. There's not much to say about that.
Alright. Let's see. To there.
Alright.
I gotta find that place again. I will the book right now.
Seriously. It's okay. Yeah, we're kind of like piecemealing the last few things and getting ready to go somewhere else. I would like to check the door for to see if it's trapped or locked.
Go ahead and make a perception check.
Perception 15, thievery 14.
Thievery 14.
If it matters.
Yeah, you poke around at it and you turn it and you realize it's unlocked. It's not trapped.
All right. I'll open it slowly. Not specifically to be stealthy, just see what's in there.
The ceiling of this room has collapsed. There's a ragged hole in the wooden roof and rotten tapestries hanging from the wall, completely obscured by mold. On the wall between between the tapestries, you notice there are arrow slits. And there are side tables and several things broken and strewn about. In the middle, below the wood that fell out of the roof, you can make out the remains of like a fancy dining set, like really fine china and broken crystal mugs. And there is some silverware that is tarnished in amongst the rubble as well.
If it's actually silver, then it might be worth something. I'm going to sneak in and just come around the corner.
Stop right there.
Okay.
When you walk in, when you step into the room, from around the table, rise up 6 ethereal spirits.
I'm helping here. Man, I just wanted some silverware.
They don't look solid. They don't look like you could interact with them in any way. Make a recall knowledge religion check.
It's a natural one for one.
There's some lights in here. Like you think like this is like a setup, like someone set this up.
Oh, like Spooky Wisp.
Yeah, like Spooky Wisp, but better. Like he might have gotten the idea from somewhere.
Yeah. Guy's looking kind of funny in here. They're not moving or anything. They're just like floating there.
When they rise out of there, I need a will save from you, actually.
Sure. Not as good at those as reflex, but we'll do it. 13.
You become confused and frightened. You're confused 1 and frightened 2.
Well, that's fun. It makes sense because I just closed my character sheet. Rut roll.
And at that point, we can roll initiative.
Roll, Raggy.
Actually, I can do this because I don't need that.
All right. You said confused and frightened?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me flat-footed.
Yes, it does. All right. Abed, what'd you have for initiative?
I don't know. I should probably roll that, huh?
Yeah. Jacob? Crew? Anyone? Kane?
14.
Kane, 14.
19 for crew.
27.
Wow. Wow.
Didn't even know it went that high.
I also got a 14.
19.
Plus 7 was a
20. Which one of you wants to go first, you or Kane?
I'll let Kane go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Lady Frost, you hear crew yell from inside the room. A little help in here.
All right.
So... And actually, the word here gets like choked off in his throat as he like ends up terrified of these things.
All right. Feel free to measure if you want, but I believe everything is within 30 feet of me.
Yeah, it seems that way.
All right, so...
You can't really see the two where you're standing. I would say the two, the left, furthest one to the left, and the left one of the bottom two. Those two okay. You can't see.
I'm going to try to...
If you took a 5-foot step forward, you'd see them all.
I'm going to try to cast my heal spell.
Okay.
And target all living and undead creatures within 30 feet. Here's the question I have. Is it an attack spell?
It would have to have the attack tag, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It does not, so...
So it is not.
I thought that spell could... I thought that was kind of the point of that spell, because if you healed an undead...
Well, I don't know that they're undead or not, but... this way, everybody, I think, in our group could use a little bit, so that makes sense. Alright, so it's gonna happen... So, cool. It's only two, but everybody gets two.
So you healed for 8. I mean, that's not horrible.
Well, I mean, theoretically, I healed for 8, and then I don't know if those are undead creatures.
Nothing seems to happen to them when you do this.
All right, well, that's the end of my turn.
All right. Can you stay outside the room? Yes?
Yeah, I can't move.
All right, crew, you are confused and frightened.
Yes, and I looked up confused here. And
you were confused by the definition?
All my actions to strike, although the GM can have me do other actions as necessary, but and if I run out of things to attack, I attack myself. According to this, each time I take damage, I can attempt a DC 11 flat check to recover from confusion, unless I'm assuming unless the effect said something different when it was put on me. So,
oh shit! I took your friend off. Sorry. Shit.
Is okay.
I got to remember that the minus is not.
Not close the window. Yeah, not I know.
Close the window.
Yeah, that happens. So, since I'm adjacent to a dude, I am going to attack the dude.
The dude. And
I wanted to get control to target him, but I'm just gonna not do that.
Yeah.
So we're going first attack.
I'm gonna save you some time. You swing at him wildly, and nothing happens to him.
Really? Okay.
Really? Yeah. It's like your blade goes right through him.
I mean, it's not surprising because I'm confused.
Yeah.
Okay. So three attacks. Nothing happens. I'm done with my turn then.
You're done with your turn.
Does frightened?
The frightened would drop, and confused would drop, right? Well, frightened would drop to one, and confused would drop off of you.
Is it something I do get at the end of my turn to make a...
Is it a save that you make at the end of your turn? I thought it just naturally goes down.
It naturally goes down. I don't think there's a save.
Because confused doesn't have a number, so it doesn't automatically reduce by one. And it doesn't say anything in there about it going away other than each time you take damage. So... If not, I'll be confused.
Oh no, confused for one round.
For one round, okay.
Creature's confused for one round, so that would go away.
Okay. Awesome.
Their turn. But the six of them swarm you. Howling and
I still have it.
And you need to make another will save.
This one is a 16.
A 16?
Yeah.
Oh, you failed. So you're still confused and frightened too. And
so back to frightened too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, clear this. How do I clear this? God bless. There we go. Accidentally hit percentile. Ooh, ouch. You take 13 mental damage.
Okay, now, so they can hurt us.
Yeah. Oops. I just think it's 13 points of damage. It's just mental damage.
Like if okay, so now I can attempt to save on a confused.
Yep. Well, no, that's right. Part of the thing that applied the confusion to you.
Oh. Okay. Sure.
If you save, you save out of the confusion and frightened.
Got it.
Now it moves to Jacob.
Okay.
It's Kane, sorry. So used to seeing Jacob.
I'll try to get within... reaching distance of crew, and I'm going to try and pull him out of the room.
At that point right there, you need to make a will save.
Oh, wonderful. 23.
You do save. Let's see. A normal save is... you're frightened for one round. Apply that, and then you can try and grab crew.
Well, you have your freight checks and DCs.
Okay. Yeah, checks and DCs are reduced by one.
So, what I want to grab, just a unarmed attack.
Yeah. Is that what grappling is? I think. I'm pretty sure. We'll go with that.
26.
26. Yeah, that is
crit. Crit.
That's a critical hit. So if you want to grab him and like pull him to you, like
I just want to pull him through the door.
You just want to pull him through the door. You can move half your speed with him in tow. Yeah, you just yank him. He doesn't get right off his feet. Like, you can grab him by the back of his collar and just, what? He doesn't have any choice. He's got nothing to grab onto, or you, like, grab him so quickly and yoink him out of there.
He's still confused, too. Flat-footed and frightened, too. So I am freaking out.
You hear the howling. You hear the howling beyond the room still.
But are they staying in the room?
Actually. Yeah, there is still howling in there.
Okay. But they're not coming out after us.
They're not coming out after you. They've, the Lady Frost and Kane, yeah, you can probably see, they've resumed their spots near the table.
Anybody got a Harry Belafonte tape?
Let's see if make a
does 6 seconds pass?
If everyone's waited, I mean, like, hang on. Abed, are you passing on your turn?
Abed would try to message them.
Okay, what do you say to them?
We mean you no harm. We are investigators trying to lift this curse.
When you normally cast this, you feel the presence of a mind or of a soul on the receiving end of it. There's nothing there to receive your message.
They're all brain dead.
As if they don't exist. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what to do with that.
If it gets back to my turn, I'm still being confused. I have to attack because no one is my ally.
Well, if it gets back to you, wouldn't that be one round?
He's got one turn before round is up.
I got re-confused, so.
Yep. Is there anything else you'd like to do, Abed? Kane, you had an action yet, too, if you wanted to.
I would have moved, grabbed, and moved. That's three actions.
Oh, okay. Okay, that is all your actions. Got it.
I would actually...
This is a very loose initiative right now.
Abed is going to turn...
Actually, Abed, make an occultism check.
Oh, I suppose.
Recall knowledge occultism.
Ooh, I'm good at this, right?
It's your turn.
22.
I think so. 22? These, based on your trying to message them and there being no target to receive them, you know that this is a, for lack of a better term, I'll give you the game term for it, a haunt. There's nothing you can do to it physically. You have to do something specific to release the spirits from their haunt. You know, like taking the kid's body to his grave and burying it again, gets rid of the ghost in the town, that type of thing.
Returning the book to the library will release
the book. Yeah, return. Yeah.
Burying
the book back under the
temple. I'll relay this to the team, and then seeing as how genius or...
Crew.
Good lord, why can't I ever remember? It's probably because we've had like a dozen first person. Seeing Crew kind of disheveled, I would turn him to face me, and I would give him just a solid backhand to try to snap him out of it.
Okay. Go ahead and roll an arm strike.
It's for the back.
Critical success.
My AC is down, so yeah.
You get a plus two because he's being held up in the air. It's kind of like a pinata.
What is that under? Or do I just roll a 20?
Should be a fist under your weapons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
then add 21 two circumstance. 21.
Oh,
not critical.
What's the circumstance bonus?
Plus 2. Oh, so 23.
Yeah.
Still not critical.
Okay, so roll damage for your fist.
Crit 4. I really smacked him good.
Oh, yeah. I'm still alive.
Yeah, that'd have been my luck. I downed
that
him.
That removes your confusion, right? To be damaged?
I have to roll for it.
Okay.
It is a DC 11 flat check. So that's just roll it to D20?
Yep.
17.
17, so, yes. Yeah. You snap out of your confusion.
Okay, confusion is gone. That's good.
You're still frightened of what's in the room, but you're not in there, so you're starting to breathe
kind
a bit easier.
Kind of frightened of Abed now. Okay, well, I don't have to attack anybody at least, so I don't know if we need to stay in initiative.
Yep, we can drop initiative at this point.
What I would do is I would smack him as hard as I can backhanded and say, "Get a grip, man!"
Actually, Miss Frost, are you doing anything offensively towards the room? Because no one's explained what this is yet.
Offensively, nope, just, like, attacking or offensively, like, insulting it?
Just trying to watch their movement, see if there's any indication of what, you know, what's going on in there, who they are.
You can make an occultism, recall knowledge occultism check as well. To see if you understand what it is.
I think Abed said he relayed that information from his check.
Okay.
I only have a 13 anyway, so no new information. Maybe.
Yeah. So you guys do understand what that is.
Is there any indication based on what Miss Frost sees of what they might want? What they're lacking? What they need? They broke their table. Are they hungry?
No, but as Miss Frost is looking in there, they slowly just lower back into the table area and disappear.
Yeah.
It becomes very quiet.
Abed is going to move. I'm going to move to the doorway, not inside, as seeing as how being in the room affected. So I'm going to go to a point to where I don't actually go in the room, but can kind of see in. And I'm going to look for anything and ping magic. I'm going to be looking for anything like occultish or, you know, that's out of place, magical.
I'm gonna go sit down.
I'm gonna take
a break. I'm at 3. Yes, anyone, if it matters, I'm at 3.
Feels like it should matter. Go over and try your typical medicine check, and that should be.
Abed, make a religion check as you're looking in there. For stuff.
9.
9. Yeah, you do not find anything among and there's nothing among the runes that pings as magical. You do see here and there bones scattered in amongst all the rubble. So there's that.
All right, so I used the hero point to reroll medicine check. Okay. Who can have 23 hit points?
Oh shit!
Holy cow! Ooh.
4d8, so 4, 3, 8, and 8.
Nice.
Amazing. I'm almost full health.
Wait a second. That's only with a critical success, which it is not. So sorry about that. I know it was exciting.
For a second there, felt real good.
Try 14.
Ooh, that's still good.
That's not bad. 5 times my hit points previously.
Times my previous total.
All right. Well, I don't want to go back in that room. I'm guessing Thane doesn't want to go back in the other room. Unless you guys want to camp out here somewhere for the night, find a room we can secure. I don't know if you guys want to walk all the way back to Otari in the middle of the night. Or are we going to press on? If we're not going in either of those rooms, I think it's downstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we've explored the floors, but I can tell.
You don't have any blue doors circled. Oh, you have one circled, yep, but you know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going in there.
Am I? Yeah.
Although I do have Mage Hand. If we had a bucket, I could try to scoop some of that out.
I mean, I don't know. The workshop was pretty much destroyed. I imagine if there was a bucket in there, it's probably not in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
We need to introduce these haunty people to the blood person. Get them together.
Yeah.
Let them take care of each other.
Throw the brownie in the room with the haunt.
I'm gonna chase you,
John. Before we go,
get the slurk. Go get the slurk. Shove him in one of the rooms.
I mean, we could probably secure the room that the flies were in down here in the corner. It's pretty small.
There's two big ass flies in there, dead bodies.
Yeah,
that's true. Or the command center in the other corner.
While we're discussing, John, I would like to actually use Mage Hand to move some of the rubble around in that room, just to see if it uncovers anything.
Okay. Go ahead and make a perception check as you Mage Hand your way through the rubble.
Twenty-three.
With a few minutes of work, you discover that there is almost an entire kobold skeleton. And thinking back on it, these spirits had a rough kobold shape to them. You're beginning to wonder if there isn't six sets under there.
Died in the cave-in?
It feels like a daytime chore.
Yeah. I wonder if they need to be put to rest. I wonder if these kobold skeletons need to...
You find, also, as you shift something over and you pull one of those, like a femur bone from the kobold out, and you hear a tink, 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 and there's a little glass vial that you see in the pile of rubble.
That's getting mage handed right to me.
You bring it over with the mage hand, and written clumsily on it is yum.
Little glass vial with the word yum on it?
Yes.
I'm going to hold it up to whatever light source we have and like swirl it around to see if I can recognize it.
Give me a second.
Where's Munch when you need him?
All right.
Give it to Munch. He'll eat anything.
Literally.
Literally.
He likes it. He really likes it.
Which really doesn't say much, actually.
No.
Yeah, you kind of swirl it up to the light, and give me a second. Here we go. It's a dark, thick liquid. Almost looks like a syrup. It's in a the vial itself is like a tinted glass, a dark tinted glass. And what's inside is like a thick syrupy substance.
Like a molasses, but maybe not quite as thick.
Yeah.
Kind of
like maple syrup consistency.
I would like to do a... Would that be crafting check, or what would that be?
It'd be an identification.
So like a perception, or what do we...
Yeah, you'd have to spend like 10 minutes.
Oh.
IDing it. I don't know if you want to do that now.
I'll put it in my pouch.
Okay. You put a little vial that has the word yum on it in your pouch.
Vial of yum.
A vial of yum. Okay, what would you gentlemen like to do?
That would be for resting. Somewhere.
Well,
yeah, I mean, we've cleared out most of this floor, so I think it'd be safer to sleep here than downstairs. But does anybody need to go back to town for anything more? Food, weapons.
I think that would be a waste of time, and I feel like if we stay here, we can at least monitor. If something happens, we can react quickly.
The only thing that might be nice to know is what did the gauntlet do to the graveyard back in Atari?
Well, that sounds like a joke. I know the answer to this.
What did the gauntlet do to the graveyard? I don't have a punchline, so hopefully you do.
It flashed him.
No.
I'll have a Coke then.
Very different.
Is that not the right punchline?
Well, I mean, you know, the punchline. The joke wasn't the same.
I mean, if we want to see
the chapel was closed except for the single entrance, right? So
yeah.
I mean, I think most of the rooms were. I mean, we could even stay in this room. It just has a hole in the wall and multiple doors.
I think you just want to stay with one entry point.
Chapel's probably a good place to go.
Okay.
Alright. So
all y'all move your ass to the chapel.
Hey, we can go through walls, not like fantasy grounds. We gotta go around.
Yeah, right.
Like, God, can you move us all?
Can you move us here, please?
We're all going together. Okay. Now that I have 17 hit points, I can take first watch if we're doing watches.
Are you doing watches? That's a good question.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Two and two?
Yeah. We'll just take turns. Say crew's going first. I'll go second.
If we do the 4-hour walk, well, I guess we can do 2-hour watches if there's four of us.
Walking back into the chapel area, you look up at the four stained glass windows as moonlight pours through them. They're each 20 feet tall, depicting four haunting scenes of ghosts rising from overgrown graveyards toward a four-pointed orange star high above.
All right, everyone, get comfy.
All right, so you settle in who's first watch?
I'm on first watch with crew.
All right. Why don't you guys make perception checks?
Twelve.
You both hear it. Lady Scylla, you feel it a little bit. There is a roar in the distance. And then what sounds like a flapping of wings from outside.
Jesus. There are no clear windows, right, to see correct. Outside?
Yeah. Well, no, you got these little ones in the side.
I think Kane might have busted one of those windows to look out the back when we were in here the first time.
One of the stained glass ones, yeah.
I think Kane seems to be his MO.
Yeah.
Just bust a window.
Hi. I'll just peek out a couple windows to see if I can...
make a perception check.
What's making that noise? 19.
You felt the rumbling in the beginning. And you rush to the window. Flying over the top of the little building across the across the way here, across this river here, you look out to the west side, is this looks like a drake, and it's got water like falling off of its wings, and the angle of its takeoff, it looks like it took off from that little boathouse on this side of the river where you found that boat. In fact, you look at that boat is half turned on its side now and collapsing in the water.
Wild. Yeah, I'm gonna tell crew about it. Everybody else is probably sleeping, napping, or chilling. So I'll tell crew about it.
As long as it's out there and we're in here, I guess doesn't hurt us.
All right. The rest of your watch goes by without issue. And we flip to Abed and Kane in the second watch. Roll perception checks.
I talked to them, just let them know about the drake that we saw before I settle in.
Was he rapping?
It's Canadian for sure.
He was carrying maple syrup and a hockey jersey.
It looked a little bit like a raptor. Perception checks for Abed and
23.
Kane. Kane, you notice nothing. You're kind of walking around trying to be important.
He's so nice.
Looking at stuff. Abed, you find two things. The first thing you find as you're kind of patrolling and walking around, you poke at the altar, and what fucking room is this again? There's a shallow nook on the northern side that you notice. There's a rolled up scroll in there wrapped around a piece of wood.
I would definitely take that out and look at it.
You pull it out and you can tell right away that that's no ordinary piece of wood. That's a wand. And it seems like some sort of magical scroll wrapped around it as well.
Do I recognize the scroll's writing? Can I read the scroll?
Make an arcana check.
Or what language is it in, I should say?
Some various magical runes.
16.
it's a scroll of restore senses. You spend some time with the wand. As you're looking at both these things, you hear some glass from near one of the stained glass window that got busted out. You hear some glass tinkle and fall.
I would definitely check that out.
The whole place is unstable.
You go walk over to the window, and you see running down towards the shore a little brownie with curly hair. Just splashes into the water, swims back across the water.
Shake my head and chuckle a little bit.
At this point, the sun is rising, although there is still like 2 hours to your end of your rest here.
Did you find out what kind of wand it is, or?
Yeah, are you gonna spend the time to sit with the wand?
Oh hell yeah!
You do it quicker now, right? You identify as quick or something.
Mm-hmm.
It is a first level wand of heal.
Whoa!
I
think I mentioned this previously because I read it incorrectly. That I thought that you had to know the spell in order to use a wand. But you need to know the spell in order to infuse a wand. Hmm. So you don't have to know the spell to cast from the wand.
You just need to be able to cast a spell, period, I think is what it is. That's the requirement for using a wand.
I believe so. I have one spell, so.
So you know enough to use a wand?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the cool thing. I remember that from first edition. As long as you could cast a spell, you can use a wand. Your long rest comes to an end.
So yay!
It does not, remember, it does not give you full hit points.
Right.
What does it
do? Gives you your constitution modifier, minimum one, times your level.
It's your con mod.
There's a rest button up in the corner.
Oh my god. It gives me 2 hit points.
Yeah.
I get 6, so I'm currently at 17 out of 36.
Yeah, I got 4, so I'm at 21.
Cool.
22 of
24. I'm barely at not even at half.
You can did you want to do some medicine checks during your long rest?
Yeah, probably, or did any have any
like before you started it?
Oh, before we started I could have done a battle healing to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, use your shit, boys.
Oh yeah, right. So
if I didn't have it,
you didn't have it.
Half the campaigns are in our Pathfinder and half our D&D. It makes it confusing for this part.
Yeah, I definitely would have used my heal spells, which I only had one left.
Okay, so go ahead and heal someone with it.
So
use your.
Now is that the only you can do? Either everyone or somebody with a +8 or something.
Yeah, I would have done it everybody, so
okay.
Let's do a D10 and roll it. So everybody would have had 8.
Cool.
Nice. I'm full then.
That moves Lady Silda full then too, should. Abed is full.
Yep.
Kane's the one that would
be down 11.
Yep, he's still down 11 hit points. So your battle heal.
Yeah, I would have done battle medicine on him. Abed.
You need to repair your tank.
How does this work? I roll a 20.
I think it's a medicine check.
It's a medicine check.
You should be able to click through it.
Mm-hmm. 12.
12 hit points?
No, 12 was my check.
I think you... Do you need a 15 for one of those?
Yep.
But you can do that like once every... hour, correct? I suppose
he's immune for an hour.
You want to try again?
Oh, it's battle medicine is for a day.
Well, you have the other
one. You get medicine check.
Oh, right? Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I wouldn't be doing battle medicine because we're not in battle. Duh.
Yeah, battle. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's essentially the same, just the amount of time it takes.
Mm-hmm. 24 is my second check.
There yes. you go.
Just go ahead and roll your hit points.
What is it for hit points?
Take 10 minutes to do this while in amongst your exploring and watch.
Did you say D8?
2D8.
Mm-hmm. Dos D8s.
13.
Hey, look at that. You're awful.
You're awful.
You're awful?
You're awful.
Yeah, you're awful.
What would you guys like to do? Full hit points, spell slots restored.
Okay, well, we have
the it is mystery, morning. It
the
is
mystery stairs going down.
2 hours after dawn.
Do you want to look in those rooms during the day to see if there's still things in them, or do we just want to move on?
I would peek in the blood room, but I don't want to go near the other one until we know we can deal with it. So, I'll assume people are following me, but is this door open? This is the one we never actually... The door is locked?
Yes.
Do your thing.
What is that? Is there an insignia on it or anything?
There's not an insignia on it, but what are you thinking about?
Well, I have two keys. I have a key that has... Let me get to my keys. A lighthouse on it and a key that has a book on it. So I'll try the lighthouse key first.
You put it in, turn it, and it clicks. Unlocks the door.
Well, that sure was easy, boys.
Nice.
A blood goblin comes rushing through the door at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let it out.
Open the door and push it open without going in the room.
You open the door, you push it open. The sunlight is coming in through the broken window on the side. And the puddle of blood lays there on the floor.
And is that how?
Not moving. Nothing rising out of it.
Don't poke it with the stick.
Definitely not how you left it.
All right.
Kane, push crew into the room.
You go. Well, who's stepping into the room?
So crew would be kind of like leaning into the room.
Crew and getting shoved sounds, into the room, Kane?
And then sounds like he's getting pushed.
I thought he said Lady Frost would do that.
Kane, Lady Frost told you to push him in.
Oh, I ain't going to push crew in because of the buddy.
All right.
Crew, you put your head in, nothing happens. You put a tentative foot on the tile, and nothing happens.
All right. I can see the stairs going up.
Up or down?
Or down?
Those stairs go up.
Okay. Which left or clockwise or counterclockwise, or does it matter?
The north point of the room is the start of the stairs, and they roll up. Those stairs lead down.
I'm gonna slowly, just to make sure nothing happens, but I'll like say, you know, just wait here for a second, and I'll slowly follow the wall, like with the like. At any moment, ready to run back or jump out the other window or whatever, and I will make my way to the stairs and climb up.
You climb up to the top of the stairs. There's a trap door over your head.
Is it? Can I check for traps?
It's hard for you to reach.
Can I look for traps?
You can look for traps. Yeah, go ahead and make a perception check.
All right. 22.
You do not see any traps.
All right. Can I reach it to try to see if it's locked or unlocked? Or
you make a climb up the stairs, up the railing, and kind of bracing yourself on the railing to try and you push on it, and it pushes.
Okay.
It flaps in, and you can flip it open if you like.
All right, yeah, I'll flip it open, but kind of then duck back down to see if anything comes out.
Okay, you flip it open, and...
A little gun shy now.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna describe what you see here. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything up there that you can see from where you're at. Yes. You flip the door open, and along the side, you can see actually piled like a rope ladder type thing. You think you could actually jump and probably grab it and pull it down.
All right.
You know it's not something you'd want to hang on. You just kind of want to get it to fall so that you can climb up it.
Right. Okay, I'll do that.
Go ahead and make a acrobatics check. You should be good at these.
17?
17. Yes, you are able to grab it. You land on your feet, but with a 17, it bonks you on the head. It's coming down. You take 1 point of bludgeoning damage.
I deserve that.
A 20 or higher, you would have avoided that.
I'll curse my tiny body. I'll crawl up enough then to get a good, stick my head above and kind of look around.
You stick your head above there, and there's rows of black metal bars that encase a circular chamber in the middle of the room, like a cage. There is a pulsing force of light that shines from in between those bars. The trapdoor seems to be the only thing in this room other than this cage, this encasement of human-sized glass and iron that flickers and glows with an unsettling light. It's almost nauseating. Pale blue color. In fact, sitting up there, you're starting to... It's unsettling you, and you're a little nauseous.
I wish I was munch again. Second time today. all right, if there's nothing of value and nothing of consequence, nothing to fight, I'll come back down and relay that to everyone else and see what they want to do.
Is that like the light that runs the lighthouse? What you saw?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a normal light. I think we know that already, but it's not pleasant.
Do either of our two magic-y people want to go ping it or see what it is or anything?
Yeah, I would definitely go check that out. It just depends upon whether the lady beats me to it or not.
I would not beat you to it. Why don't you go check it out? I'll be right behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll stay at that landing there. Spent enough time in the spooky light.
We're going to theater mine this room up there because I don't have it on this map. It's essentially another story up. Instead of the bloodstain, there's a light.
Fair.
Okay, and the trapdoor where crew is. So we can just use this room as the four.
I can't quite imagine it, John. Could you explain it a little bit better?
Yeah, exactly.
So instead of a dark spot, now it's a bright spot.
Bright spot, yeah. Instead of a dark blood stain, it's a bright blue pale.
Anyway.
Nauseating light.
Yeah, I'm
what you gonna do?
I'm investigating it. I'm looking at it. I'm going to ping it. I'm going to
make a perception check.
Fucking 8.
Yeah, it's a light. It's nauseating as you get closer to it and investigate it. You can make an arcana check. Nah, an occultism check. An occultism check.
14.
Yeah, you know, it senses like it's tingling on the your magical ping slightly, but you have no understanding of how this works at all. Like the light itself might be magical, but then like you couldn't attack that. There's like a magical presence without a magical item.
All right, it feels similar
to the haunt in the other room. What were you saying, Lady Sil? Sorry.
Lady Sil will just continue up, seeing that Abed's still alive. Nothing killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll just kind of sort around there and...
And get right up to it?
Yeah. Mm. And I have that Reed psychometric resonance. If this is a good moment for that... I would try that too.
What is Reed psychometric resonance?
Yeah, that's the psychic impressions left on objects by previous owners. It detects objects with any emotional resonance attached to them.
Oh, now this hell.
Would more be like a possession of something, but if someone was trapped inside this cage or something like that, I imagine there's some psychometric resonance tied to it.
You get something back from this, and I gotta find it.
My bare hands have to be touching it, though, and so that has to happen.
You put your hand on the glass.
Put them on the glass,
or the metal bars as your. Seriously? Can you give me a second? Because that doesn't seem right. What? Is that seriously? I was not expecting this.
Okay, man.
Cool.
That is...
That's a lot of mouse clicking.
Yeah, well, I'm turning pages of the book, basically. Instead of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
John,
and scrolling
I can hear you clicking your mouse. Be more quiet.
Lady Sil is instantly teleported to a place called the Forgotten Realms.
Why does that not... I misread this, I think. What room? That's... Pardon my studying.
Yeah. I'll just talk to the rest of the crew. Yeah. I also have kind of a weird +2 called oddity identification.
Oh, okay.
+2 circumstance bonus to occultism checks. To identify magic with mental possession, prediction, or scrying.
Ooh. That sounds kind of fancy.
Remind me if that ever comes up that I have a +2.
I
had the wrong reference point. I was reading the room and I'm like, what on earth would that have to do with this damn tower? And I'll let you know what room it remind me of that. Yeah. When we get lower in this dungeon. Actually, I'll make note.
I just think it's funny that D6.
At some point we'll hit D6, and that's the one I was reading and going, you know, that doesn't...
I just like that we all got up and we're walking around, and Abed didn't make mention that he found some treasure overnight. It's just... Hey, Abed...
I
don't know what you're talking about.
You notice a you see the first thing you see is motion The first thing that comes into vision is a stubby, thick, bald fist that is like fighting against something. And then the wrist comes in and you see the shackles on the wrist. And it slowly zooms out and you notice it's a dwarven body that is tied to a table that is fighting against the table. Fighting against his chains that hold him down. There is a pale blue, sickly light, very similar to this light, that bathes him. He is screaming and thrashing, and his body is covered in blisters.
Yikes.
You?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna pull my hands away and just kind of quickly relay what I felt, what images I saw in my mind with the team, and just say something ain't right here.
This new ability has been not friendly.
We best
this get isn't away. A friendly place.
So the previous owner, that gives you insight to the previous owner of the device you touch?
Yeah, or... effectively, if anything's tied to something with, what does it say? Significant emotional resonance.
You have the feeling and understanding, Lady Syl, that it wasn't the glass and it wasn't the metal. It was the light specifically that was triggering this.
And the light is, if I look at this object, the light is inside like a cage?
Yeah. And when it pulses, when it dims, it almost becomes translucent, like you could see through it to the other side. You see the other side of the room up here.
Is there anything on the other side?
No, you walk around and it's all... You can completely walk around this cage. It's like a lighthouse with a light in the middle, but that's inside a glass, glassed-in, barred-in cage where the light is pulsing inside of it. You can see through that glass to the other side, and you can walk all around it, but when the light shines bright, it's hard to look at.
All right. It doesn't seem like there's much we want to do with this thing right now. So I just let Abed know. Like, I don't know if we want to mess with this.
So, would you tell me about the whole thing, like the dwarf and the being tied up in the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I relay the story to everyone.
So, Abed would kind of... I'm going to think about it for a second and say, so do you think that is the actual dwarf that is chained up there?
I do not know. It seems to be the light is the cause of the pain. This light is dangerous. Sorry. The light's dangerous.
Maybe there is something downstairs that will show us the proper direction. Shed some light on this situation. If you will.
Alright. So we're not going to try smashing it or anything?
It's light.
Would not.
How do you kill light?
Do you want to try smashing it, crew?
No, I'm down on the landing, and I heard them say there's a dwarf up there somewhere, and I'm like, I guarantee you there was no dwarf up there.
The dwarf was hiding behind the light the whole time.
When you saw the dwarf being tortured, did it look like the dwarf was being tortured, like, up in this room? Or was it just somewhere?
It probably doesn't work that way. It probably just... Like, it's close up on the dwarf, because that's the feelings. I don't know. What DM, what do you think?
It's up to you. Do you want to touch it again?
Yeah.
You put your hand back on it and try and get a better sense of the surroundings. And it starts out similarly, but this time on the dwarf's foot. He is thrashing and screaming, but you start looking at the surroundings, and it's a very similar circular room. But the light on the walls is causing the stone to bubble. It looks like a brick wall, but it's, like, boiling.
So I'll take my hands off. I'll look around. Any remnants of that in the room I'm in?
It looks nothing like this room.
Okay. I'm going to say
there's no windows or anything in it. It was a... It honestly looked like it was almost a stone cell. It had a singular door to it.
Yeah, I'll say that this torture didn't happen here.
But the light had traces of it with it, so the light must move or something. Alright. And then we got the blood pool thing below this.
If the blood isn't doing anything right now, I wonder if we could get it out of here.
Did you bring your shop back?
Actually, correction to it, Ryan. You don't see any. It seems like a circular enclosed room with no doors or windows. But the stone is boiling.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it definitely didn't happen here, then. Yeah, I think I start backing away just like... interested in leaving this here for now.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot we can do with it.
And it sounds like we want to try to do something with the blood pool.
Well, I mean, at least it's not attacking us, so. Does anybody have anything, any absorbent materials? Or a bucket?
I'm just going to roll my eyes and say, why don't you take off your clothes and use those to soak it up?
Don't tempt him.
Something tells me Crew's actually intelligent enough to not do that. There are some other characters Jeff has played that would just go, okay.
Probably 75% of the characters I've played.
Just start rolling around in it and then go jump in the river.
Yes, yes, I've played characters that would do that.
So what would you like to do, gentlemen?
I think we
need to go... the window to the side that's easy to get in and into and out of.
Yeah, let's bust it open. That's where you guys were coming in before.
I think, knowing that there's water out there, I think Crew would... make an attempt to scoop some with his hands and just run out the window, probably screaming because it's gross. Like, you know, when you're like, you got to do that dirty chore and you're just like,
oh, gross.
You go to kill a spider and then you don't see where it went and you think it's on you somewhere.
Yeah.
Like that. So, yeah, can I just, yeah.
You go down there, you go down by the blood, and you're tentative going to pick it up. And as you, like, scoop, you're able to actually scoop some of it up in your hands and get it scooped up. Where you wiped the floor, the way you saw the blood leave Kane's body, it kind of leaves the floor like that and fills in what you took. You still have some in your hand, but the puddle remains. As you go towards, the second you hit the window, like to exit this room, it all just kind of peels away off of your hands. You're leaving your hands completely clean when you get them outside the window. And that blood just sails gently back down towards that puddle.
Well, that was something.
Oh, you know, whatever it was, it can't leave this room. It's trapped here.
Well, I tried something. I'm going to go wash my hands in the water.
Why don't you bring some water back and we'll dilute it.
Completely clean. Any traces of that blood, unless you had something on them that wasn't the blood that you want to wash off.
It's more of a mental thing at this point for washing hands.
Fair enough, an OCD.
Yeah, I had blood on my hands. It was there. I saw it there. It was there.
Oh, damn spot.
It's one of those things where it's like you clean up the dog shit with the paper toweling, and you know you didn't touch any of it, but you go wash your hands anyways.
And then like 3 hours later, you get a smell of it.
Like, yeah, and it's like, where, what? I washed my hands. Where the hell is that coming from? Where would you guys like to head next?
Well, there's another room with the stairs leading down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys at all want to look at the kitchen room at all during the day before we go? Or the dining room, whatever. The
haunted room?
Yeah.
I mean, we...
I don't, but...
Abed, do you think that we can solve this puzzle?
Well, if the room's not haunted during the day, then we might be able to go into it and, like, bury the bodies or something.
Point.
Yeah, I would make that recommendation to check it out before, while it's daylight, to see if we can...
Which of us has the strongest will?
There we go. Now you're thinking.
Six.
Open the door.
My will save is 9 somehow.
My will save is 8.
I'm not up there, no.
No.
So who's
gonna... Lady Frost probably is the most willful
of us. I'll check the door and make sure there's no traps and make sure it's unlocked. But it's after unlocked. That, I'll do traps. The, you know, like the wave them in, kind of like, it's on you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll enter the room then.
You take a step in the room and they come up out of the remains wailing. I need a... will save from you.
Get ready to grab her cane.
Obviously. I roll a 4, so it's 13.
13. Alright, yeah, I gotta roll the damage here. let's clear this one out. It is... So you're gonna end up... you're gonna take 10 points of mental damage.
Hmm.
And you will be... frightened 2 and confused 1. Kane, do you grab her?
Grab her, Kane.
I will try to grab her again by staying
yep.
there.
Yep.
Not in the room.
You are safe where you're at. You can grab her from there if you like and try and drag her out.
Muscle Wizard cast fists. 19.
Yeah. Yes.
You lose a lot when you're confused and frightened of AC.
You pull her back to the other side. As you guys sit there for a few seconds, they slowly deteriorate and dispel down back into the ruins.
So unlike the blood dude, the haunts apparently are not affected by sunlight.
Yeah, these are well, it's good to know.
You learned something new.
Yeah.
Somebody slap Miss Frost just to, for good measure, shake her or something.
Well, if you got him.
If you just hang on to her and wait for a few seconds, she'll
snap out of it.
She'll snap too.
Snap out of it.
She can try to swing at me if she wants.
I had to stop her from screaming.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
All right.
Well, all right. Pick a staircase.
Which one do you want? There's 2 of them.
Well, we're the closest to this one, so we might as well do that one.
All right. So.
Okay.
Walking down these stairs.
I don't know. What happened in the middle?
There are three plain wooden chairs that sit along the east wall of this otherwise empty room. And that's where we'll stop.
Very nice.
I will give me 1 second. I'll give you a little bit more of a description. It's a 15 foot by 15 foot room that you entered through a door that was not trapped. There is a door to your right. The three chairs are on your left.
Cool.
And yeah, we'll stop there. First room of floor 2. Right. And if you want to know here, let me see if I can do this quick.
How many mysteries yet to solve?
Mm-hmm.
Just like the crew.
Can you guys see the map?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you are in this room. Let me grab something. Actually, let me here. I'll do this.
Sorry, the laser pointer?
This room. Yep. Whoever put the dot there. Yep, that's... This room is the room you're coming down in.
Wow. Quite a dungeon.
Yeah. You guys have a map of this, too.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing is this one lines up on the grid perfectly. I don't know what's different about this one. Same dude, but... I didn't crop this one at all. That might have something to do with it.
But I thought probably. I
cropped it properly.
Yep.
I thought I had cropped it properly last time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll start in that room next week.
Awesome.
Cool.
Like I said, you have a map, so you know most of this.
Mm-hmm.
The places where it's kind of like broken, you wouldn't necessarily know.
No, we just know like the basic structure layout of the rooms.
But you know, yeah, you know the structure layout of the room.
I was going to say, feel free to block off anything that you think we shouldn't see that either Abed did a poor job copying the map over or that the map would not have shown. That he would have been copying between now and next week.
I'd have to draw the fog, but I will. Yeah, I'll block up some stuff. There's even some if stuff you only that on the maps wouldn't have been on the maps he found.
Yeah,
like basically anywhere where you see where it's like broken out from a structure, you wouldn't notice that.
Right. I mean, even, and granted, a table isn't going to make a difference, but like you could block out the interior of a room if it had a table in it, because there's no way they would have drawn a table on a floor map kind of a thing.
Yeah, but they might have wrote kitchen.
They might have, yeah. I mean, for a table, it's not that big of an issue, but some of the other things look pretty cool in here.
Yeah, like the big thing in the circle might be something like block.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's kind of pretty straightforward.
Well,
all right.
Looks friendly.
Oh, cool. Hey, we
live. You
live?
Barney. Hey, we are Two Nerds on Quest. We are here Sunday mornings, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. twitch.tv/TomMNorm, TomMNorm. Join us as we play this wonderful Pathfinder game that John has brought to us. Laid at our feet to...
From the great people at Paizo.
Yes.
Thank them.
Thank you, Paizo.
Good adventure writers.
Yes. This is a very fun adventure. I'm stumped with these floating ghouly things. But yeah, we'll figure that out at some point. Join us.
All interesting puzzles.
Next
Once
week.
You level up enough, you'll be able to go in there and not be so devastated by the initial reaction. You might actually save out of it.
Mm-hmm. Next week, we are going to do this later in the day, late afternoon, early evening. Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
It is yet to be determined time, but in the morning I have a thing going on for all morning.
Got things with stuff.
Things with stuff. And yeah. So,
nothing things.
Support us. Patreon.com/TwoNerdsRequest. Let other people know about the show. You get an unedited podcast with the Patreon, pre post show content, chat, stuff like that. Yeah, we appreciate everybody coming in, watching, chatting with us, Alquin, Monkey Bananas. We appreciate it. Anybody else that's in chat that's not chatting, chatting. Come,
Alquin, I do that like not in no reference to D&D now in my life. Like, that has become my default excitement statement.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we'll let you know about next week. For me, for Rick, for Cooch, for Genius, and for the DMJC. Yeah, boy.
No way. We'll be right back.